In conversation after the recording, this speaker confessed to having had a classical singing background, and I think you hear this in the very open vowel quality that she has, which is perhaps a little surprising for somebody from Australia, where you tend on the whole to hear more bend and twang going on in the sound. You still hear that Australian, though, in vowel sounds like her. You'll hear that pronounced more as her, so there's more sort of forward placement on that. And again, as I say, that sort of twang that's inherent and occasionally the upward intonation pattern.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you. After you to Iolcus, Peleus' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide. Horror and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms. That glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and my family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. Hiya. My name's Vicky. I am from Melbourne in Australia. I was actually born in Edinburgh back in the day and then moved out to Australia when I was about 2 years old. And so I lived in Australia for about 23 years and then had the yearning to come back to the motherland. So moved back to Scotland. Was living in Dundee for a while, worked up there at the theatre, then moved over to the Highlands, went back to Edinburgh. Then I left in 2012 and did a little bit of travelling around the world. So possibly if you think that my accent isn't typically Australian or, you know, that kind of what you would expect, it probably is because it has influences from a whole range of other places. My dad's Scottish as well, and I've had a long line in that area. So often when we went travelling, people thought I was English or South African or any kind of weird combination of English accents. So I think I confuse Australians as well, because whenever I go home, they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, here, what are you talking about? And then when I'm here, they don't know where I'm from. So, gosh, I just feel lost. No, not really.